Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about breath work and the vital role that it plays in anxiety treatment. I read a great article from Z Health, which I will put a link to them and to the article in the show notes for you. The name of the article was Breathing for Anxiety Disorders, One Size Does Not Fit All. And I think that's really important because we often can think that we just breathe, and if we just breathe correctly, everything will be okay. Now, there's lots of different ways to do breathing, and I'm going to go over them today. I really wanted to get into this because even as simple as looking at the breathing apps online that I would run across on maybe Instagram, and it would have a little breathing in, breathing out, like with the rhythm, it would make me feel not good. I would feel like I was breathing too fast for most of them because I think I'm kind of a slow breather, thank goodness, because I got my hand up. I think that really saved me was learning how to breathe less was part of my way out of the wormhole, extending my exhales, right? But there are lots of different ways that breath can be used in helping people because we're all different. We all have different issues, different health issues that are going on. And so this Z Health article was very, very interesting to me. And you don't need to read it. I'm going to go over what I thought were the highlights, the important points of the article. But if you're really interested in it, go ahead and take a look yourself and see what there might be in there for you. And what they did is they went over customized training protocols, and they were emphasizing the importance of customized training protocols tailored to individual nervous systems for optimal results. So breathing and the anxiety, they explored the connection between breathing and the anxiety disorders, noting that a bi-directional relationship between respiratory symptoms and anxiety disorders. Well, we know that here. A lot of this was preaching to the choir here, but there are some finer points that are really interesting. And mainstream treatments for anxiety often overlooks breathing interventions. They found that despite the established link between breathing and anxiety, mainstream treatments, they were totally neglecting breathing interventions. And that is absolutely true because I talk to clients all the time who have been to all kinds of doctors, both mental and physical people. They're on their healthcare team, and oftentimes breathing is not talked about. And I have to say, that was one of the big aha moments for me in my life was when I figured out breathing. I figured out that I could breathe myself into a panic attack or out of one. And that was a huge turning point. And now a lot of things helped me to get there, to get that far where I could actually realize that. And a lot of things needed to happen afterwards that I still to this day take care of myself so that I don't have to be on edge. But boy, once you learn the breathing, you realize it should be, at least in my opinion, it should be a main point. Before you are given medications, before you are labeled and given all kinds of different diagnoses, maybe you could learn a different breathing technique or have the breathing as an actual intervention. So let me get back to the article. they did a review on breathwork, and they highlighted the effectiveness of various breathwork techniques in improving physiological and psychological outcomes in anxiety disorders. The article described different breathwork approaches. They did research-based breathing techniques that included things like diaphragmatic breathing, slow breathing techniques, biofeedback, and more. And the review concluded that breathwork interventions can significantly reduce anxiety symptoms and may serve as a standalone therapeutic practice. Slow, deep, and controlled breathing regimens are particularly effective. While various breathing techniques showed consistent results, there are contrasting views on breathwork involving hyperventilation. Well, we know this, right? Some theories endorse it as a panic disorder treatment, while others consider it a potential trigger. Of course, now that just shows individuality. Some people are going to be triggered when you start doing breath work with them. I would say fewer than half, but it's a big percentage. Many people who are anxious or who have panic already will find that breath work as a potential trigger. So you need to come into this slowly with them. You can do it eventually, but you need to come at it from, I would say, the back door rather than just barging in the front door saying, sit down, we're going to breathe and it's going to feel good, because it doesn't feel good straight off the bat for many people. So I totally agree with what they found there. The key finding is that breathing interventions should be tailored to the specific needs and responses of participants for the best results. Of course, so I agree, customized breathing protocols are called for. It just seems like we don't have somewhere to go for that. If any of you out there are listening and you have had a physician or a therapist or a psychiatrist come at this from the breathing point of view and offer you customized breathing protocols, I would love to hear from you, because it has not been my experience with the people I have worked with up until now that that has been offered to anybody. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches Podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. The article underscores the importance of integrating breath work into mainstream therapeutic protocols as an accessible and cost-effective approach to managing anxiety disorders. Hallelujah! Are you kidding me? All you have to do is have some education. If you are someone who is prone to be triggered into anxiety or panic from breathing, you might need extra education or maybe more hands-on treatment, but it still is going to cost a lot less, and it is going to be accessible by so many more people that it's like a no-brainer to me. But it doesn't seem to be that we're there yet, but we can all keep pushing for this by the more we talk about it and the more we share the word about this kind of treatment and how helpful it is. The findings that they had were phenomenal. It is cost effective and it would be accessible to so many more people. Not only am I like saying, no, you won't need any drugs, but what about all the people who can't take medications? There's a lot of people out there who they went through the whole gamut of trying all kinds of medications for their anxiety and their difficulty with panic, and nothing has worked for them, or they have had such bad side effects that it was totally taken off the table. What about all those people? Let's help them. And for me, I just believe that all of these type of things could be tried first before we start taking medications or any kind of substance that could have a side effect or could cause us harm or that might cost us more money than we can afford or whatever. If a little education, and maybe it's psychoeducation, maybe you're learning this from a therapist or a coach, whatever, but if you could have this as part of what you went to the doctor for and he wrote you a script for this thing, wouldn't that be awesome? It could save so much struggle. So anyway, the link to the whole thing is in the show notes for you for your convenience. But as a brain-based education and training system, Z-Health, who wrote this article and did the research, has been focused on the concept of customized training protocols for over 2 decades. So they work with their clients and it becomes apparent that each person is individual. And I am totally in their camp with this because everybody that I've seen, there is no one thing for each person. Now, we talk about a lot of things here that I hope you go out and try and that hope you are incorporating into your life because that helps you refine further. It helps you find, okay, this didn't work, but this did. This is how we're going to heal ourselves. And so it was interesting to read this article because the treatment that they came up with and the information that they found was that not only are we individual and that we need maybe some personalized programming, but that it is possible to do that and that it does work. And so I wanted to dive into the necessity of using customized breathing programs to help deal with the most prevalent health conditions worldwide, which are anxiety disorders. So we know these disorders are worldwide. We know that so many people, every day, it's like the number goes up. So if we can find ways to help people that can be reached through their physicians, fine. Let's get the word out to them. If you guys have some luck with breathing and you've maybe gone a step further than just doing what you hear on the show, maybe you got a coach or you have a therapist who is guiding you through some breathing, different types that we're going to talk about here in a second, please share that information with your primary care physician. Please let them know that this is needed and that it is actually a great place for them to be able, maybe they are not going to teach it themselves. I get that. They get whatever they get, 7 minutes with you, whatever, but that they can actually offer this through their understanding of breathing being helpful and a real treatment for anxiety and panic, that they can send you off to someone who can spend the right amount of time with you. So in the study, the researchers identified, I just want to give you a brief overview of it here so you don't think I'm just talking through my hat here. The researchers identified 1,081 articles that included anxiety disorders and breath work interventions. Of the 1,081 articles identified, only 16 met the study criteria, which focused on the exclusive use of breath work without other therapies on adults diagnosed with anxiety disorders. So you can see this study was very, very good and to the point. It didn't get a lot of other variables mixed up in there. And to help make sense of the findings in this study, I thought I would just give you a quick overview of the breathwork approaches that they were looking at. Number one, diaphragmatic breathing. This typically involves deep breathing focused on the diaphragm activity while maintaining relaxation. Another one was slow breathing techniques, and this focused on consciously slowing down the breath to calm the nervous system. Another one was respiratory biofeedback, and this used real-time data to train individuals to change their breathing patterns. Another one was heart rate variability biofeedback. And this focuses on synchronizing the breath with the heart rate to maximize heart rate variability and promote relaxation. Another one was Sudarshan Kriya Yoga, also known as Sky. And this is a more complex rhythmic breathing technique practiced in sequences involving various breath rates and intensities. Another one was breathing, retraining, cognitive restructuring. And that combines slow diaphragmatic breathing with voluntary hyperventilation and muscle relaxation training. Another one was hypocapnetic breathing. And this uses defined instructions and timing mechanisms causing clients to breathe deeply or shallowly in order to manipulate their carbon dioxide levels. And the final one was holotropic breath work, which typically combines faster and deeper breathing to induce intense altered states of consciousness. Now you can see here There are some here that I have talked about, many of them, and things that I have done and do, and some that are very complicated and would need a trainer or for you to be in a class where you were learning this correctly. So the review concluded that various breathwork interventions can have a significant positive impact on adults with anxiety disorders. And several of the breathwork interventions showed a marked reduction in anxiety symptoms, making breathing techniques a potentially important standalone therapeutic practice. I want to say that again, potentially important standalone therapeutic practice. We need the word to get out about breathing being a therapeutic tool for anxiety and panic. You guys know this, especially if you have done what we talk about here with our longer, slower breathing. Of course, I am not getting into holotropic breath work with you or the Kriya yoga breathing with you, but there are so many things we can do even prior to that. But if that isn't enough for you, there are places you can go and learn these techniques, and we need to make this available much more for people. In terms of effectiveness, significant reductions in anxiety were noted in the studies focusing on slow, deep, or controlled breathing regimens. Biofeedback-assisted respiratory training also demonstrated powerful effects in decreasing panic disorder severity and related measurements. So what does all this mean? In the evolving science of utilizing breathwork for anxiety, one size does not fit all and cannot. I agree, totally. Recognizing specific anxiety triggers, physiological responses, and coping mechanisms unique to each client is vital. This allows for the development of customized breathing protocols to create the most profound results. And if we need all of that, we should do that, and we should make that available to everyone. It's not woo-woo. It's not off the wall. This is amazing. And I know I stumbled on breathing all on my own and through, you know, bumping against one wall and then the other. And I know many of you here have had significant changes in your anxiety and panic from simply breathing longer and slower exhales. I am not trained in these other protocols, but I am glad they're out there because I believe that this is the place to start with people who are stuck in anxiety and panic. If you are not having luck with your medications, if you are still feeling anxious, if you are still having trouble sleeping, if you are having panic, and you have not mastered the breathing, research it. Let's find places where you can get trained in a protocol that would be specific for you. Because I don't know what kind of health issues you have. It's obviously going to be different for somebody who has asthma, for somebody who is easily triggered into panic from changing up their breathing. There are so many things to take into account here, but that's what I want you to be able to get when you go to your healthcare provider, to be able to be sent off to learn a protocol that is specific for you and your health needs. Let's make this happen. Let's talk more about this out in the world. Breath work, though often overshadowed by pharmaceutical and psychotherapeutic interventions, is a potent, accessible, and cost-effective approach to managing anxiety disorders. This latest study underscores the need for the integration of breathwork into mainstream therapeutic protocols as the world grapples with the rising tide of mental health disorders. I hope you will join me in keeping this conversation going. I'll be revisiting breathwork over and over again because it was a huge turning point in my anxiety panic journey. And when I read this article, I realized this needs to be mainstream, not just because you listened to a podcast and you stumbled on somebody talking about breath work or woo-woo or having to be a yogi in order to. No, this is mainstream therapeutic help that should be available to everyone. That felt good. I hope that this show has been helpful for you. I'm glad that I can share my thoughts with you. Take what works for you. Leave the rest. Know that you are all in my heart and in my good thoughts and prayers. And now for today's quote. The quality of your breath determines the quality of your life. And that's from Esther Sternberg. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.